What is a walkability score? Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Just Ask the Appraiser video podcast, where we'll be diving into the fascinating world of walkability scores and how they can transform your community into a more vibrant and livable space. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, a professional real estate appraiser. So let's get started. What are walkability scores? Walkability scores are a hot topic in real estate world, and for a good reason. Simply put, they measure how friendly an area is to pedestrians. These scores take into account factors such as proximity to amenities, the presence of sidewalks, crosswalks, and even the overall safety of the neighborhood. Walkability scores range from 0 to 100, with higher scores indicating areas that are more walkable. What are the benefits? Now let's explore the incredible benefits of high walkability scores. First and foremost, walkability encourages a healthier and more active lifestyle. When you can walk to nearby shops, parks, and restaurants, you're more likely to leave your car at home and get some exercise while running errands or enjoying your leisure time. Moreover, walkability communities foster a stronger sense of belonging and connection among residences. Picture a neighborhood where people stroll along tree-lined streets, bump into familiar faces, and engage in friendly conversations. That's the beauty of walkability. It builds a social capital and strengthens community bonds. Walkability also has significant economic impact. Areas with high walkability scores tend to attract more visitors and customers, as people are drawn to the convenience and charm of such neighborhoods. Local businesses thrive when foot traffic increases, leading to a boost in the local economy. In fact, studies have shown that properties located in walkable areas often experience higher property values. Home buyers are willing to pay a premium for homes in walkable neighborhoods, recognizing the long-term benefits and convenience they provide. Now, you might be wondering, how can you contribute to creating a more walkable community? It starts with advocating for pedestrian-friendly infrastructure. Encourage local authorities to invest in well-maintained sidewalks, bike lanes, and crosswalks. These improvements not only enhance safety, but also make walking a more enjoyable and accessible experience for everybody. Another way to enhance walkability is to support local businesses by choosing to shop at nearby stores and dine at local restaurants. You're promoting economic growth and contributing to the vitality of your community. Plus, it's a great way to meet your neighbors and make connections. How do you utilize these scores? To help you gauge the walkability of an area, let's dive into some specific details on how to utilize walkability scores effectively. Many online tools and apps provide comprehensive information and ratings for neighborhoods, making it easier for you to elevate the walkability of a potential community. One popular resource is walkscore.com, which assesses walkability based on the proximity of amenities, such as grocery stores, schools, parks, and other public transportation. Their scoring system ranges from 0 to 100, with higher scores indicating greater walkability. Additionally, WalkScore provides valuable insights into commute times, nearby public transportation options, and even biking and transit scores. This comprehensive approach allows you to evaluate multiple factors when considering a neighborhood's walkability. Another fantastic tool is Walkonomics at walkonomics.com. What sets Walkonomics apart is its focus on the quality of walking experience. It analyzes features like sidewalk width, cleanliness, tree coverage, and safety, providing a more detailed understanding of what it's like to walk in a particular area. These are just a couple of examples, but there are many other resources available online. Remember to explore various websites and apps to find the one that suits your needs and preferences best. You can also find mobile apps that offer walkability scores and mapping features. With these apps, you can easily assess the walkability of a neighborhood while you're on the go. They provide real-time information, allowing you to make informed decisions about where to live or visit right on your phone. Whether you're considering a new home, planning a vacation, or simply exploring your local area, these tools can be invaluable resources for evaluating walkability and makes choices that align with your lifestyle. That concludes our exploration of utilizing walkability scores. Remember to harness the power of these tools to transform your community into a more walkable and vibrant place. By promoting walkability, we can enhance our health, foster connections, and contribute to the thriving local economy. Thanks for watching the Just Ask the Appraiser video podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more information content. See you next time. You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services, with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.